USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Severe weather that's blamed for 5 deaths in the South is now moving into the nation's mid-Atlantic, including the Washington, D.C. area. This after 5 people died in Texas and Louisiana, including 2 people who were killed early yesterday in north-central Louisiana when a tornado struck the town of Ruston. And in central Texas, a woman and 2 children were killed yesterday morning when the family car got caught in rushing floodwaters in Dublin. Back to Ruston, as they pick up the pieces, this resident says,
"It was just devastating. Parish Press, my coffee shop, it got devastated."
President Trump says 2020 White House hopeful Joe Biden is, quote, not the brightest bulb in the group. Trump making the remark last night on Fox News hours after Biden announces a White House campaign. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 135 points, the Nasdaq up almost 17 points, the S&P 500 down a point. President Trump with a fatherly message for kids on Take Your Child to Work Day.
Never take drugs. Don't drink alcohol. Don't smoke. Enjoy your life, okay? No drugs, no alcohol, no smoke. All right? You don't need it.
The State Department offering up a $10 million reward for information on a terrorist organization. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
A report says a U.S. official signed a pledge to pay North Korea $2 million for the hospital bill for American Otto Warmbier. The Washington Post says President Trump urged the official to sign the pledge, but it didn't say whether the bill was actually ever paid. Warmbier was comatose when he was returned to American custody in 2017, and he died several days after returning to the United States. Lawyers for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft will attempt today to convince a Florida judge to throw out videos that police say show Kraft paying for sex. Prosecutors say the videos shot on 2 separate occasions show the 77-year-old Kraft paying for sex at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Kraft's lawyers will argue that police violated his right to privacy when they secretly installed the video cameras at that spa near West Palm Beach. Kraft and more than 24 other men are charged with soliciting prostitution. And today is National Pretzel Day. The twisted baked bread has been celebrated on April 26th since 2003, and a recent survey found 63% of Americans prefer salty pretzels. 54% like to dip their pretzels. And to celebrate, pretzel merchants nationwide are having some big, pretty cool specials today. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.